The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm really getting frustrated. We have another baby that was killed because mom left the baby in the back seat of the car. I guess she ran in to go to the bathroom, and then she forgot about the baby. And this is pretty scary. I mean, I don't know if it's just that I'm now more aware of the news, so I watch the news more, and it sounds like there's all these cases going on. But if you just Google leaving a kid in the back of the car, and you see all the news stories that, you know, come up. Here we have another mom charged with leaving the kid in a car. Mom leaves kids in car to perform oral sex on boyfriend. Yeah, I mean, this is, what is going on here? So we have two types of situations. One, people leaving the kid in the car on purpose. Okay, because they're like, all right, I have to go and perform a sex act, or I'm just going to run in or something. Or B, people completely forgetting that their baby is in the back of the car. That to me is my worst nightmare, because one thing I notice when I'm getting older is that I'm becoming a creature of habit. And so I throw my purse in the same place when I get in the car. I get into the car. I do the same drive. I come out of the car. I grab my purse without looking. I walk into the car. What if somebody like that father last year, you know, if somebody says, oh, Dahlia, take the baby with you on a ride. Will you take the baby? I would be so afraid. I mean, I can't see myself being that stupid, forgetting. But I would be so worried that I wouldn't be used to that mode of the way I do my day, and God forbid forget that there's a kid in the back of the car, especially since you have them all kind of tucked in and, you know, rear facing and in the back seat, etc. So it's pretty frightening. So I have to give advice to both sets of people. Those that are like, look, I can leave my kids in the car. I can make for a run for it. They're going to be fine. I'll get back in plenty of time. And then what to do with these, what to do if you're just a complete, I don't know, scatterbrain. First of all, what I would suggest is if you have a baby in the car and you aren't usually the one taking the baby, I want you to get into the habit of doing something that will distract you to the point where you know the baby is with you. So, like, for example, I would probably have a stuffed toy that I would relate to the baby. And I would probably put that stuffed toy in my shirt with its head hitting my neck, the stuffed toy. So while I'm driving, I have that stuffed toy. So I would have to actively remove the stuffed toy, you know, before I would forget that the baby's there. You get out of the car, you got this tough toy sticking out in your shirt, oh, I have the baby. Do something like that. Or have, let's say, your hand tied maybe to the wheel, as long as you aren't in a flood zone, all right, so that you know, and the tie has the baby binky on there. But you're going to have to do something, because we're always forward facing, and many of us forget to stop and look back, and whoa, we got a kid in the car. So I don't know what you need to do. If you need to write on your hand, if you need to, I don't know, have your car door locked, and the only way you can unlock it is if you reach over and the baby has other, I don't know what you have to do, but we're killing our kids. And this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Now, I never forgot my kids in the car. There's no way. All right. But have I seen a family member forget to buckle up my kid? Oh, hell yeah. You know, I mean, people are forgetful. People do stupid things. And so you need to remember. And it is. And mind you, I understand that because the baby's not in the front seat. I have to admit, it is very, very difficult to have somebody directly behind you. When they're forward facing, it's a hell of a lot easier. But when they're young and facing the back, and they're quiet, there's no movement. Because remember, when they're forward facing, the movement a lot of times will attract you. But if you guys are back to back in that car seat, a lot of times if that baby falls asleep, you have no idea. That's some scary stuff. So just do whatever it is. Maybe bells. When you have the baby, you have to have the bells on. We just need to make sure you're not inadvertently on the phone taking off the bells. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. The other thing you could do is have your phone completely shut off. You are not allowed to be on the phone when the baby is in the car, and you have a note on the phone saying turn on after you get the baby. I don't know, whatever you guys need to do, but for some reason there's real idiots out there. Like this one, unfortunately, where does she live? Apparently she left her 11-month-old, this was out of Hurricane Utah. It's a shame. She left her kid in the car for hours. She had no idea. What about those of you that go, look, my parents left us in the car. Why can't we? Listen, I grew up in Arizona. And during the summer, no, my mom didn't leave us in the car. But many times, absolutely, we were left in the car. My mom didn't schlep us kids with her everywhere. We were left in the car. We'd open the window, we'd open the door. We were old enough to do that. But I remember, that's just something we did. Now, I don't know if it's global warming. I don't know if it's because it's hotter these days. I don't know what it is. But I would probably say, because I'm seeing some articles out there, how long is okay enough to leave a kid or a pet in a car? When can you do it? I would say never. Never leave your kids alone in the car. Now, unfortunately, my kids are at the age where they don't want to walk in with me to the store. My kids are always asking me, can you leave me in the car? And I have to say no. And they're like, we're not babies. And they fight with me, you know, because they think I want them to come in because I'm afraid they're going to be abducted, which, of course, is also another fear, by the way. You know, your car is stolen with your kids in it. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't care what the age is. They come with you. And the incentive is you tell them, look, okay, it'll be quicker if you're with me. All right? You know, well, I want to play a video game in the car. No, you can play a video game in the store. But get out of the car. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's dying.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'm not too frightened by this study because it was a small study. But they say half of us dislike our jobs so much that we think we're in the wrong career. Now, being reported by Mail Online, small study, it was a study of only about 2,000 workers. All right, but it's interesting nonetheless because, again, you got to take a sample size. Do half of us dislike our job? Well, you know, when I talk to my patients about their job satisfaction, because many of them come in for antidepressants, you know, and, you know, I'll ask them, I'll go, you know, what's going on in the marriage? What's going on with the relationship? What's going on with your family life? What's going on with your social life? You know, what is it that's upsetting you? I'm going to say right now, most of them are having trouble with their jobs. I don't think we've maintain the ability to find what we do entertaining or fun or enjoyable. And the idea is, well, you work for a paycheck. It's not supposed to be fun. I think it's extremely important to like your job or to at least believe in your job. So then you do a good job. For example, you should never, ever, ever be in healthcare. Ever. If you are not genuinely interested in how people are going to be affected by treatment or by you taking care of them. If you guys really, really don't care that there's going to be an abnormal mammogram coming across the fax or in the mail that doesn't get addressed, don't be in medicine. Because patients' lives depend on that. You have to really, really like cars to be able to do a good job selling that car. Now, mind you, there's a lot of people that could fake it. Okay, I've had jobs where I really wasn't that interested in the subject, but I was still able to do a good job. I had work ethic. I understood what the task was at hand. Not everything is going to be enjoyable. Not everything is going to be about what you want to do. However, if your job comprises the most of your waking hours, including commute, you better be looking forward to something. So going to the study, they said a quarter of us describe ourselves as poor employees because we are quote-unquote so unhappy. 1 in 7 per this study didn't care about their job at all. Some 49% were seriously thinking about finding a new job. 1 in 5, they say, of the 2,000 workers surveyed blamed their misery on their job being meaningless and too stressful. Half feel they have gone as far as they can in their profession, and 15% think their hours are just way too long. Now, they say the study found people in the legal profession were the unhappiest, with 4 in 10 not enjoying their work. 70% of us would now consider working for ourselves. Some people that voted that they would like to own their own cafe or a bar or write a novel, etc. Now, this is extremely, extremely important because now that getting unemployment benefits are becoming easier and easier and easier, I don't want people looking for the alternative. Trust me, there are some days where I would love to be home and be paid to be home. All right? I mean, wow. Okay? But I don't, because I enjoy my job. Even on the days I don't enjoy my job, I enjoy overall what I'm doing. I see what my purpose is here. I see the cause, etc. But what about, let's talk about this idea that the job is meaningless. So some people think what they're doing is a meaningless job. That happens in a lot of jobs. So let's say you're in the file room, or let's say you're doing a task and you feel that it's meaningless, that it's not important, because you don't get to see the importance of it, and it is. All jobs in any corporation or any facility is important. All jobs are, unless you feel like you're just being stuck in a corner for some reason. But if you think about it, every little piece, I used to work in a restaurant, whether I was the hostess, whether I was busing, whether I was the waitress, whether there was a manager, etc., every single thing had to work in place for it to work. Just like a medical office. Whoever is the filer is just as important as the doctor of that facility. Because you misfile a lab or you don't have records ready, etc., that could hurt the patient in the long run. So it's your job as an employer to show everybody how meaningful their jobs are. You don't have to make the job enjoyable. That's not your job as an employer. You don't. But you have to let them know why that job is important and why it has to be done. Because once somebody thinks that job doesn't need to be done, then the job doesn't get done. So you need to, as an employer, handle that. Now, management within a corporation may have to take on the task of how to keep up the spirits, how to keep up the motivation, how to motivate the team. And there's a variety of ways you could do to motivate the team. Now, I think it's frustrating when you hear employees go, okay, well, you should incentivize, you should pay us extra for doing this task. Well, wait a second. That's what your salary is for. So you have to be careful with that. However, ways in which a job is done, speed at which a job is done, etc., there are things you could do that's incentivizing, and it doesn't have to come out of your pocket. Okay, so like, for example, if the job is done and everything is caught up, a lot of times I'll let my staff out early. I'll say, we'll close up early, we could let out early, you guys could do whatever. Or we'll all go to happy hour. Or we'll, so there are things you could do without having to financially incentivize. However, sometimes that could be a real good idea. All right, guys, if you get everything done, we have low attendance, good attendance records, etc. We'll do commission day where 1% of profits, all right, that we bring in that day will be split up among all of you guys. All right, as long as all this was done as a team. There are things you can do. All right, you could have a little contest. You could have a little, like, once a month. You know how you guys do Secret Santa? All right, well, once a month you could do some sort of thing that's not Secret Santa because it's not Christmas time, and you guys do an office pool, or you do, honestly, it doesn't have to be like gambling, but there's little things you could do. Weight loss. There was a doctor's clinic years ago when I was in training where they had a contest where everybody was on a low-fat diet. That's what was big in the early 90s, low-fat. This was before low carbs. And they had a contest of how much people lost per week, and it was a different winner each week. And they had also different things. You know, look at your calorie counts, let's look at your pedometers, let's look at this. You guys could do a lot of those things to make the work day enjoyable. One day a week, somebody gets to pick the music. One day a week, somebody gets out of having to, clean the refrigerator, or they get to pick what's for lunch. I don't know. There's little things you could do, and a good manager will be the one to figure that out. And believe it or not, the 5 minutes of goofing off because of the incentive may be just enough to recharge everybody to get their work done. And then every now and then have meetings, okay? And I used to do this with the staff going, okay, guys, what stinks? Let's just talk about what really stinks. What blows? Well, I can't stand it when patients want their Lortab and they get angry and they get grumpy because they want their Lortab now and they, okay, fine, we're going to make a rule. Lortab just doesn't get called in. Blame it on the doctor. Say if they want the Lortab, they have to make a doctor's visit. We just don't call in narcotics. Problem solved. That took away so much misery from my patient, from my staff, who was constantly getting called for narcotics to be called in. Some level narcotics schedule, your certain schedule dose. You can't call in schedule 2, but your schedule 3, or for example, these things, you could call in without a prescription. I was tired of my staff being abused, so they go, look, in this particular office, no, we're not calling it in. If you need a narcotic, you have to be seen, and then I give you plenty till the next time you need it. Totally handle that. All right? So you need to find out what would make your staff, what would make their lives easier. Better chairs. All right? These chairs are really uncomfortable. Or I want those chairs where you could lose weight, those bouncy balls. Can we do that? Absolutely. You know? All right. Do you guys want to maybe take longer breaks? Maybe rather than take 2 15-minute breaks for 4 hours, just take just your half hour break and just do it all at once, extend your lunch hour. What do you guys want to do? And showing them that you're a team, but also let them know, look, here's the thing. This is what we got to get done. Okay, you need to know, they need to know that you're just not working them being slave drivers. You need to let them know, look, this is why we have to get this stuff done. And it's going to make your lives easier because now you don't have this extra work when you're trying to go away early for holiday, etc. A lot of communication is key, guys. All right, but don't start switching careers unless you really, really think you hate the way that career is going. We can't lose any more doctors, trust me. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's been some talk of this flesh-eating bacteria that has killed three people in Florida. I thought we should probably spend some time talking about this. Apparently, the CDC says that Vibrio vulnificus, is the bacteria of concern right now. And apparently it's in seawater. Now, remember with fresh water, we were freaking out about the amoebas and the Entamoeba histolytica and Neisseria fowleri. This is different. This, rather than being a parasite, we are talking about an actual bacteria. And this is bacteria that is carried in seawater. It gets into open wounds, or you could swallow the water and get the bacteria into you. Thus far in Florida, they say there's been 13 confirmed cases causing 3 fatalities. And the bacteria occurs naturally in more of the warmer waters. This is why we don't hear much about it in California, because the waters of the Florida coast, especially the Gulf Coast, are warmer. Honestly, the Gulf Coast beaches are amazing. The sand isn't hot. Now, mind you, I'm from California, so I love California, but very first time I was in Clearwater, Florida, I was just stunned by how you could walk on the beach barefoot and the water was warm. Really, really nice. All right. Unfortunately, this bacteria likes to thrive in that sort of situation. So you could have vomiting, fever, diarrhea, low blood pressure, swelling, and pains in the area of the skin where you're affected. Why the low blood pressure? Like what we talked about with Ebola. You could go into sepsis when the bacteria goes throughout the whole body. You could also have a huge drop in your ability to maintain blood pressure, and you can go into shock. So it's very, very scary. Now, they say most swimmers are unaffected by the bacteria, but it can get in through an open wound in the body. And then it just sits there and starts to eat away at the flesh, hence called flesh eating. They say if you especially have a low immune system, HIV, diabetes, cancer, etc., chronic liver disease, you could be more at risk. They also are warning you to avoid eating raw shellfish. Raw shellfish has this bacteria as well. We don't think it is contracted by person to person, all right? But, getting it into your body when you are immune, just because they haven't proven yet, doesn't mean you could go kissy-kissy. All right? Apparently, the bacteria has the toxins. These toxins destroy the cells in the tissue. The cells end up dying from the toxin exposure. The toxin gets released, causes more damage. Now, you can luckily treat this with antibiotics. It is a bacteria. So that is promising. However, if you are swimming in these beaches and, you know, you think you could be exposed, not that there's really any way to tell, I always recommend you wash off. You know, a lot of these beaches have these showers, and a lot of people are like, I don't need it because I don't have any sand on me. It has nothing to do with the sand. You want to wash off the crud from swimming in the sea before you get in the car or get into your ride or start walking back and get into your house and then contaminating what you have at home. They say 95 cases of infection are reported in the U.S. each year, 35 of which result in death. In 2013, they said 11 people died from this. 41 cases had been reported in Florida, so 11 of them died. We've also seen this type of bacteria in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. So again, not to scare you, this isn't anything like, you know, what's going on with, you know, Ebola, but, still, it teaches us that we got to be careful. Now, speaking of Ebola, they have now risen the death toll to 887. According to the World Health Organization, they say this is the worst record outbreak of Ebola. It is an increase of 158 since they released the numbers last week. Who said in a statement on Monday that there have been now more than 1,600 cases of Ebola since the disease emerged in Guinea earlier this year? According to BusinessWeek.com, Nigeria has now announced, I guess, a second case. It's a doctor who treated the man who died in Nigeria last month. According to the World Health Organization, they say there have now been a total of 358 deaths in Guinea, 255 deaths in Liberia, 273 deaths in Sierra Leone, and one in Nigeria. A lot of concern over the weekend about us deciding to fly, not us, me, but the CDC deciding to fly two of the victims here to the United States. I spent a good amount of time talking about that previously, as well as I was on KABC this morning on Doug McIntyre in the morning discussing this. You know, I've said this before. The incubation period is anywhere between 2 days and 21 days, meaning before you show symptoms, the bacteria could be in your body. And you could actually, you know, if it's in your body, you could actually be contagious. They always say you're not contagious until you show symptoms. When you show symptoms and start spreading it, absolutely. However, if the bacteria is dividing and it's on some bodily fluid that you transmit, I wouldn't write that off either. So when we made the decision to fly two people here to the United States, I think it was stupid that we didn't have a place off site or off the country, maybe on an island somewhere, giving us a little bit of a boundary so they could do their work. They could have a whole nice CDC division there and treat the patient. But I understand they want to get their hands on this and they want to figure it out. The best thing we could do to keep America safe against Ebola is, one, being prepared and making sure we have enough facilities that can handle a scary outbreak such as this. Number two, prevent Ebola from coming into the country. But three, trying to help stop Ebola in other countries. All right? You aren't going to stop people from flying here. And people may not have symptoms, get on a plane, flee to the United States, and all of a sudden, a few days later, start coming down with the flu. So, we don't want everybody to be scared. We don't want everyone freaking out. But yes, this is of a concern. I was asked on the radio show earlier today, as the media, kind of making a bigger deal of this than it really is. I mean, do we all have to worry that we're all going to die? No, we don't have to worry that we're all going to die. However, should we be cautious? Should we be in preparation mode? Absolutely. I can't stand seeing people unprepared. It really bothers me. And yes, we have some local facilities that have some amazing ways to quarantine. Most hospitals have means to quarantine. Do we have enough hospitals in each city to quarantine hundreds and thousands of people? No, we don't. And so hopefully the CDC already has a plan for that. Hopefully we have government agencies working on this. Now, the CDC will get their hands on these two patients, hopefully treat them. From what we understand, Dr. Brantley is already doing way better after getting the experimental serum. I believe it was antibodies grown in mice. They gave him. Rash started to go away. He started to improve phenomenally. So, good. Okay, that means we may be on to something. That's great. Where my concern is the CDC obviously failed at its handling of some anthrax samples. I want to make sure that whatever they do study and whatever they do sample and whatever they do seem to extract from this patient has the utmost security. We are always under constant threat. And trust me, a terrorist would love to get a hold of some sort of bioweapon. I mean, it's just ripe for the picking. And if we don't have the proper security, this could be a huge problem. Somebody had asked me over the weekend, what if somebody bombed the facility? Could this leak out? It's not airborne. Okay, so it's not like gas, certain gases, so I wouldn't be worried about that. Could possibly this have some consequences of being out in the air? Again, it's only contagious, not so much airborne, being out in the air, but contagious by saliva. As long as you're not touching somebody's warm saliva when they're touching you and they have it, you should probably be okay, or any of their other bodily fluids like blood or semen, urine, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Over the break, Michael wanted me to talk about what jobs are going to be in demand later. We had been talking about jobs in a previous segment and how many people are switching careers because they hate their job. He doesn't care about hating his job. He just wants to work. So it's interesting. There's a lot of sites out there talking about what they think the biggest professions or the biggest demands are going to be in. One such one that comes from Boston.com, this was interesting. They have the 30 fastest growing jobs. At number 30, which I think you and I have already discussed on the show, would be physician assistants. Physician assistants is probably going to be one of the fastest growing healthcare field jobs out there because doctors are leaving. Doctors are sick of Obamacare, and it's been a very, very rough environment for those of us who have been in the field for a few decades. So new, young, bright physician assistants are finding themselves easily making six figures without having to go through all the schooling and without having to go through all the trials and tribulations of medical school and all the stress, as well as all the expense. Now, mind you, physician assistant school is expensive, but not as expensive as medical school. So a physician assistant seems to be one of the fastest growing jobs. Is it going to be the best, most secure? It will be once we go to socialized medicine. If we go to socialized medicine, physician assistants are going to be in huge demand. If we don't, then there may be a glut. So it all depends on where the market is going. Next, they say physical therapists. Fastest growing job. I agree. As we age, as we have more and more baby boomers, as we have more and more arthritic issues, as we're living longer and not dying of heart attacks, knock on wood, in our 40s and 50s, we get to be old enough to deal with arthritis. Well, this arthritis needs to be treated, and not always by surgery, by physical therapists. They say manicurists and pedicurists, huge, fastest growing job. Now, you know, it's not just the fast women. You know, in the olden days, you wore red nail polish, you looked fast. Now, it's all about how your nails look. And nails are now a part of the style where everybody seems to want to get their nails, everybody wants to seem to get their nails done. And so, that's a definite huge one. Environmental science and protection technicians, they say, is on the list. Gaming and sports book winner writers and runners, computer software systems, software engineers, database administrators, computer systems analysis, dental assistants is on the rise. Marriage and family therapists. This is interesting. You may think marriage therapists may not be as necessary because there's less people getting married. However, we will still need family therapists because we have a lot of dynamics going on in the average family. And having people cope, especially with some of the internal strife between mom and stepmom and dad and stepdad, etc. Substance and social workers, mental health counselors, big dental hygienists, big forensic technicians. That's interesting. Pharmacy technicians, physical therapy assistants, gaming surveillance officers, and gaming investigators. Makes sense. As gaming becomes bigger, there's going to need more regulation. Financial analysts, skincare specialists, veterinarians, medical assistants. Number 7 was theatrical and performance makeup artists. Now you need to compete with some of the stuff in the movies. I get that. Honestly, I need a whole team of people to do my makeup. Personal financial advisors, veterinary technologists and technicians, computer application software engineers. Number 3 on the list was home health aides. Number 2 was personal and home health care aides, which we've talked about. But number 1 was network systems and data communications analysts. That makes sense because everything is so computerized these days. But where will the jobs be? All right. I mean, are the jobs going to be there? They say, according to the U.S. News, MoneyUSNews.com, computer occupations are going to probably really, really be by the year 2020 one of the biggest markets that will need filling. So if you don't have any knowledge of computers, et cetera, I would say get that. And I'm not saying you have to be as good as an analyst or as an engineer, but make sure that you actually have some sort of competency. You know, I've already warned many of you, especially who live in the Southwest, no Spanish. If you are not bilingual, there is a very good chance by 2020 you will not be able to compete with people who are bilingual. My Spanish is good. It's not 100%, but it was already good enough to beat out other people for jobs when I was leaving residency in early 2000. All right? It's very, very expensive for a lot of companies to have interpreters, etc. If you're bilingual, you will already stand out. And again, just enough of the language to be able to competently do your job. You don't have to explain to a chef how to cook a meal in Spanish if you're in healthcare, but you better know healthcare Spanish. The health diagnosing and treating practitioners, non-doctors, is going to be huge. Other management occupations, financial specialists, business operations specialists, sales representatives, you always need sales, engineers, information and record clerks, advertising, marketing, promotions, public relations, all those things, sales managers, and then being able to be in supervisory positions, especially supervisory of sales. Okay, and think about it. By the year 2020, most stuff is going to be computerized, okay? Your ability to shorthand or type, etc., may not put you ahead of the curve as other people. But if you know how to attract people to that particular employer's market, and if you know how to make money for that particular company, you are going to be way ahead of the curve. So, for example, like in radio, I may have a good radio show. I know a lot of you are like, well, when are you going to do one? Gotcha, fine. But I may have a great radio show. But I have to prove in radio that I am helping the industry still stay afloat financially. And radio is remodeling itself. Television, too. There are some great actors, but they are not going to have a television show if they can't bring that network money. You need the money means everything, and you need to show that you are able to bring income stream. All right, to that company. And you need to be smart about it. If you have something different, great. If you have a niche, awesome. All right, or if you're a hard worker and they're able to get, you know, a good bang for their buck, great. But that's how you're going to have to present yourself. So, we'll talk more about jobs as this progresses. But right now, it's looking like computers and healthcare are going to be huge. Spice. Oh, my gosh. This spice thing, it's scary. Apparently, a teen died after smoking synthetic pot. And family is now urging everybody to really, really get on top of their kids for doing this. We understand pot is illegal in most states. So, unfortunately, kids are smoking spice, which is synthetic stuff supposed to make you high, but it's made with plants treated with chemicals that bind to the brain's cannabinoid receptors, which is supposed to give you the same high as marijuana. People think pot is high or is legal, but it's not. They call it K2. It can overwhelm the brain circuitry, causing psychosis, kidney injury, high body temperature, heart attack, and unfortunately, death. The chemicals are not regulated, obviously, so you don't know what the hell you're getting into you. And it's extremely frustrating to see these kids continually try. I mean, the amount of work these kids put into, figuring out how to get high, if they could just put that into their schoolwork or into a job, I mean, they would be extremely successful. Unfortunately, you can't take your kid in to get tested because most tests in the hospital would not detect the spice. So, it's a tough one to regulate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.